particularly human beings and jinnat, and to some extent even other creation like animals, they all want a kind of recognition and acknowledgement of their existence, and their desire for special status. Human beings as well, they desire for special status generally. For that reason, they employ different means to attain that. So people want protocols and very feverish reception. And when they see that particular office or particular status receive that kind of recognition, that kind of protocol, that kind of reception, worldly honor and acknowledgement, then they try to attain that status so that they can receive that special treatment from people and from others as well. So they do want, but they employ, which means whatever comes into their mind, which according to their knowledge. So some people, they choose the path of social charity, welfare, because they think that the person who will be famous in doing things which are in the welfare of humanity, they get recognition, they get fame, they get special treatment, they get praise of people. So many people adopt this path. Other people, they adopt the path of religiosity, being religious, being a practicing religious person. They also see that the Anbiya al-Islam, the Sahaba Rizwanullah alayhim ajma'in, and the great awliya and people of knowledge, that they have a certain special status in the sight of people. In the sight of people. So they also adopt this path of knowledge, path of zikr, a path of spirituality, a path of religious propagation and dawah and things like this. But the underlying reason behind all that is actually that it's an ego trip. It's a trip of ego which is clothed in actually sometimes religiosity, sometimes spirituality, sometimes general welfare of people. That is why it's mentioned in one of the hadith that it will be, Rasulullah said that the fire will be lit harshly for three types of people. And here Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said one of these people will be these people which I, the person which I mentioned, that they have been doing lot of charity work, welfare work, helping the poor, helping the needy, giving them water, giving them food, providing them shelter. So the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that these person and all this category will be called, and they will be thrown into fire of hell. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that you did adopt a good path, but the motive behind was yourself, and you have attained to some extent what you desired, so there is nothing for you actually in my sight. So similarly, Rasulullah said that there will be some religious people, a person of knowledge, a person of Quranic knowledge, the knowledge of deen, and teaching deen, these people will be called as well this category, and they also will have a very bad end. The reason being that they wanted special status and they adopted this means. And there are other people who see they can get all these things through political means. Political means, they adopt political means, they campaign for election, they see the treatment of presidents and prime ministers and ministers. So that actually overwhelms their mind, so they work for that so that they can get there. Their purpose is not to serve the people. Their motive is not that they want to do a selfless service to humanity. It is the treatment, it is the fame, it is the glory, it is the aura actually which they are seeking around that actually status. So political means, religious means, welfare, and people adopt. And what they want is a special status. They might get to some extent, but it is very short-lived. It ends very quickly and a person actually goes into the fire of hell. Now, there are some people, they are true ones. They are not people like these people I have mentioned. But what they want is, they want special status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they hear about the righteous people, the awliya, salihin, the pious people, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored them, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved them, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listened to them, their du'as, accepts their du'as, and performs miracles for them, and how they are welcomed by angels, and the status, their status in the sight of angels and in sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these people, they don't want anything from dunya, they want a status also in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Special treatment, special status. But they don't know, some know, but they generally, they don't know how to get that. So in this hadith, which I just read actually in Arabic, Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned a methodology that how a person can get special status in the sight of Allah. You want special treatment, you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do miracles for you, there is a way to do that. If you adopt that way, yes, things will happen. And this hadith in Rasulullah ﷺ said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولْ أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا دَعَانِ. حضرت ابو حریرہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے فرمایا کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتا ہے کہ میں اپنے بندے کے خیال یا گمان کے ساتھ ہوتا ہوں, وہ جو میرے بارے میں رکھتا ہے, اور میں اس کے ساتھ ہوتا ہوں جب وہ مجھے پکارتا ہے. So in this hadith, Rasulullah mentioned that Allah says, it is rather hadith Qudsi, that I am with the thoughts of the person or the servant about me. As he thinks about me, I am like that. Meaning that if you give Allah Azza wa Jal, and giving Allah means actually giving His deen, His prophet, His words, His Quran, His ahkam. If you give and you have in your thoughts, in your mind, you give special status to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ahkam, Allah azza wa jal's messenger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will be like that with that person. Meaning, I will also give him special status. It cannot be that you neglect Allah and His commands and His teaching, and you want special status, and you want the treatment as those people have, those who have been actually preferring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, in this hadith, Rasulullah sallam actually teaches, is indicated, that if you want special status, special treatment, unique relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you also have to give special status and special place in your life to Allah. If you will give that, then you will see it's a reciprocal. From ayaki ana inda zanni abdi, while that I am as the person will think about me. If he thinks I am, meaning Allah Azza wa Jal, that I am more precious and more honorable than the people, the wife, the husband, the children, the money, then I will also give him that status. If he prefers me over others, I will also prefer him over others. If he goes to the extremes to follow my command, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, will also change the rules of nature for that person. Meaning going to the extremes, the things which normally do not happen will happen. Abnormal things which we know as, we call them miracles for Anbiya and karamat for awliya Allah. So what are they? That if you do certain things which are abnormal, which normal human beings do not do. Let's say the normal human being, they mostly commit sins with all their organs now and then. But this person, year after year, he's been saving himself from a particular sin. He's done something abnormal. So for him, when he will need, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees befit, also abnormal thing will happen, which we will call karamat, for example, for the pious and the person who is performing sunnah. So in other words, what I'm trying to say, that everyone wants to become a special servant of Allah, but the way which Rasulullah SAW is saying, that you have to, in your mind, in your heart, in your life, as you give status to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you status according to that. Otherwise, all Sahaba are Sahaba. But why? There's a difference in status. All Anbiya are Anbiya alayhi salam. But why is someone is Khalil, someone is Kaleem, someone is Habib, someone is Safi, and all someone, Sahabi is Bilal, some are Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala, some is Abu Bakr. Where is the difference? Where is the difference? The difference is what they gave status to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can see the difference in their life when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I need some wealth for the sake of Allah. And he asked Abu Bakr, what have you left? He said, I left only in my home Allah and His Messenger. So you can clearly see the difference. And he said to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, what have you left? He said, I left half of the wealth. So you can see the difference, that what status, what place they give in their life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, their status is high as well. So the most highest amongst them is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, then Sayyidina Umar, then Sayyidina Uthman, then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Similarly, about awliya Allah, they are all awliya Allah, but they also have difference and variance. Why some are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are more closer to Allah, it is because what their status they have given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the same hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira mentioned that Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah ta'ala qala iza talaqqani abdi bi shibrin talaqqaytuhu bi zira'a. Allah Ta'ala نے فرمایا کہ جب میرا بندہ ایک بالش میری طرف بڑھتا ہے میں ایک ہاتھ اس کی طرف بڑھتا ہوں. When a servant comes me towards me hand span, I actually come towards him an arm's length. تو یہ کیا کہہ رہی حدیث, what is Allah سبحانہ وتعالی saying? It is being said that according to what preference and how much you are going to do to come towards Allah, according to that you will get the closeness of Allah. So a person who have come 100 hand span, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be closer equal to 100 arms length. Maybe they both are desiring, they're wishing, I also have closer, I also become a high ranking wali. But it's no use actually saying. It's no use just have wishing. Because actions and intentions, they will actually know. وَإِذَا تَلَقَّانِي بِذِرَعٍ تَلَقَّيْتُهُ بِبَعٍ،
اور اگر وہ ایک ہاتھ میری طرف بڑھتا ہے تو میں دو ہاتھ،
if someone comes an arm's length I less than I will come double. وَإِذَا تَلَقَّانِي بِبَعٍ جِئْتُهُ آتَيْتُهُ بِأَسْرَعٍ،
اور جو میری طرف دو ہاتھ بڑھتا ہے تو میں تیزی سے اس کی طرف بڑھتا ہوں، یعنی رواہ مسلم.
And whoever comes closer to me equal to two arms length I come more fast towards him.
تو ان کو سمجھ، don't actually just listen. I should not just listen and think something is said that if you come close to hand span I will come to.
They are giving a message to you that this night which is coming, how much closer you will come to Allah in order exactly in proportional to that whatever is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Zawajal will be closer to you as well.
So night aa rahi hai, koi tahajjud bhi padhenge, koi azkar bhi karenge, someone will do azkar, someone will do durood, someone will be in the remembrance of Allah, someone will be in the presence of Allah. So all these things.
So what I am saying to you, it's easy to have high status with Allah, simply start giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's why one of our objectives of Tariqah Muhammadiyah is actually firstly ta'zeemu lillah aw ta'zeemu li amrillah,
to give preference and azma and greatness and honor to Allah.
So the objectives which the Mashayikh has concluded, they are conclusion of all Quran and Ahadith.
So for example, this hadith is also indicating, but towards where? One of the objectives of the three.
Now we don't know, we maybe were never able to come to conclusion what the Mashayikh and Awliya and Rasulullah has mentioned about the objectives.
Because every hadith you will see, every Quranic verse, which will be actually indicating towards any of those four things, our four objectives.
And this is hadith which I have read to you now, is referring to the first one,
ta'zeemu li amrillah,
that whatever thoughts, similarly whatever thoughts, whatever status, whatever zan, whatever status you will have in your heart, you will give to Allah, similarly you are going to get.
So it's easy to become righteous person because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has invited us. He has made the first move by sending Quran, by sending the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now it is our turn. According to how much we will go, we are going to get more. But actually, we have to actually make that start and move now.
Koi baat puchni hai to puchne iske mutalliq.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك.